Britt Nicole with Believe on The Rock 98.5. Jordan and Randy with The Rockin' Big Breakfast. We're also joined right now by Rhett Sangster, who is the Director of Reconciliation for the Office of the Treaty Commissioner, Irma Vandebond with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Yorkton and area, both community leaders with bringing reconciliation to Yorkton. And Irma, Rhett, thanks so much for coming in today and talking about this with us on the program.
Yep. Thanks, Jordan.
Well, let's talk a bit more just in general about reconciliation and what that means exactly. Of course, there's been lots of talk about the Truth and Reconciliation commissions, if you will, federally through the government. And now basically the responsibility, I feel, in a lot of ways, it's now being put on the community to now do something, if I can put it in that way, Irma. Let's talk about how a community now can get involved with this idea of reconciliation.
Okay, well, with Big Brothers Big Sisters, we recognized and made a commitment to reconciliation and that we wanted to be part of this, and we wanted to talk about how can we, within our organization, but also as a community, work with others, you know, to learn about reconciliation, to learn about what our role is in it, how can we be part of it, and how can we help build a healthier community, supporting all individuals within this community.
And it's a two-sided effort. And I guess with the tie-in with the Office of the Treaty Commissioner, Rhett, again, it's two sides coming together.
Certainly. It's about, I think a lot of this is about relationships and trust and understanding. And so we've been actually at the Office of the Treaty Commissioner, been asking people for about 4 years, what does success look like? What is the common agenda that we can all agree on where we want to move? And so people have told us that reconciliation has sort of four elements. It's about understanding our history. So, you know, knowing what happened in the Yorkton area, where were the residential schools, when did settlers come, how did that all take place. It's about having authentic relationships with each other, trust and partnerships. It's about having strong cultures and worldviews that are interwoven together. And it's about having our systems that economics, social, political, that represent and benefit all of us. So we've been now working across the province, and Yorkton is one of eight groups now that we've been helping to facilitate to bring leaders together to say, how can we work together, First Nation, Métis, non-Indigenous, towards that common vision of the future.
Now, what has that looked like so far in Yorkton?
Well, what we started with initially was opening it up to the community and having a community-based meeting. And so on September 26th, we had 82, I believe, individuals from different organizations, different businesses, and individuals from the community that wanted to be part of this and wanted to build those relationships. We had people from different cultures, different races, all attending and all working together and talking about what did take place and how can we build some authentic relationships and where do we want to go from here. And from that came that they wanted to continue to meet, to hold some monthly meetings. We talked about meeting in October and November, taking a look at kind of mapping out where is Yorkton right now as far as our systems and as far as where we're at currently with reconciliation, and then possibly and starting to take a look at, and we were looking at that map, part of what it showed is what are people hoping or visioning for the future already, and how can we continue to build those relationships and to take a look within our organizations, what are we doing currently and what do we need to do to help create those changes that need to take place.
All right, like you said, meetings now being held monthly. In fact, the next one, it's actually happening today, right?
Yeah, actually today at St. Andrew's United Church, they're hosting today. We will meet there, and it's open to anybody from the community who would like to attend.
Yeah, and I think what's really important to get out there is that everyone can contribute and, you know, take a responsibility, if you will, in trying to learn as much as they can. Because I know, say, someone maybe in terms of my age, might be easy to just pinpoint, well, I wasn't alive when, how do I have something to relate to in that way? Or I'm a newcomer to Canada. What do I have to contribute? What's been your, I guess, general response back to someone that maybe comes up with an excuse in that way?
Well, what I would tell them is unless you were born after 1996, it did take place in your lifetime because that's when the last residential school was closed, correct?
Wow.
And so there's lots of different ways we can take a look at it, even being a newcomer to Canada. We're all part of building these authentic relationships and growing as communities as we move forward. So to do that, we all need to be treated equal, and we all need to be, you know, at that table, all participating in conversations is how can we continue to build healthier communities, healthier relationships, positive, supportive relationships, create some of those mentoring opportunities even for people that don't understand reconciliation and, you know, somebody who's been learning about it and wanting to be part of it for some time can actually share their what they've learned and how they've changed and maybe taken a look at what can we do individually to just make it a better place.
Now, Red, as well, what's so essential, too, is, like, obviously the importance of just remembering our history, not just blowing it over, you know, just saying, okay, that was in the past, we can move. Well, no, we can't just simply say move on. I mean, there's a reason why we study history in school. It's specifically to remember what has happened, whether it's something to be proud of, whether to be ashamed of. It's important to remember.
It is. I mean, and it's, you know, you do hear that people saying you'll get over it and these kinds of comments, but it's impossible to get over something that is still affecting people's lives daily. You know, we know more about things like trauma now that are passed on from generation to generation, families that have been hurt by, you know, generations of people going to these residential schools, you know, people losing their language, people losing their culture and trying to gain that back, that sense of identity. It's not ancient history. It's all around us all today. And so, you know, it's not the case of getting over it. It's the case of embracing that history, understanding it. Myself, I'm a non-Indigenous person, understanding how my family has benefited from the treaties and the fact that, you know, here we are in Treaty 4 territory in Yorkton. My ancestors wouldn't have come here from Europe if not for the treaties. And, you know, I've benefited from that treaty relationship. So, and understanding that and putting that in perspective is important, I think, for all of us.
Yeah. And then just moving onward, working on how we can best work and push together into the future, essentially together, working alongside one another.
Yeah, and some of the things that came from that September 26th meeting, you know, when we talked about our shared goals and stuff, we talked about, you know, how in education, in our schools and in the public, how can we reflect on the historic and present day injustices with our cultures, with building those authentic relationships, coordination and communication. How can we work together to break down barriers further? Healing, remembering the past and healing from it, and then breaking those cycles. And how can we support in that. Managing conflict, equipping people with ways to manage conflict productively. And employment of Indigenous people, you know, whether it be, you know, volunteer opportunities or employment opportunities, and how can we have equal opportunities and support people to be successful in those roles. So that was some of those shared goals at that time. And I know moving forward, like there's already been some commitments and some smaller, some larger. And for example, Sign on Broadway has committed meeting space from this point forward for our meetings, you know, giving of that. And Big Brothers Big Sisters, where we are, is planning and helping to get those meetings hosted and seeing that they take place, and different organizations that are showing up at the table, you know, talking about how can we be part of this and how can we support that and help Yorkton and area be a better place.
All right. Again, our guests this morning, Irma Vandebon and Rhett Sangster. If people want more information, maybe they can't make it out today, but maybe are intrigued to maybe come out to a meeting in the future, Irma, call you or Rhett?
Yeah, they can call either one of us, but a lot of people from Yorkton are calling me. Mm-hmm. Our number is 306-782-3471. A really simple email to remember is Big Brothers Big Sisters, stands for BBBS yorkton@sastel.net. Easy way to reach us.
All right. Hoping again for a great turnout, not just today, but into the future. But not just turnouts, but for concrete change. And it's, again, great to have you join us. And thanks for all your work and taking the lead to make sure we have an active role in reconciliation, Irma, and also you, Rhett.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jordan.
Thanks for having us.